Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290, 564-1290. After the program, RadioRealEstate.com. You can actually listen to the program at RadioRealEstate.com. Dave McGrath, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, local agent here in Santa Barbara, California. You mentioned basic insurance. We want to talk about personal liability because that's an aspect. But I just want to finish this extended replacement. You go, okay, we're going to pay you X number of dollars per square foot. And then we have this extended replacement, like just in case, we'll extend that. So what's the difference between saying we'll insure you at $300 a square foot, and then if we have to, we'll insure you at $350 a square foot? Why not just insure at $350 and call it a day?
Well, initially what we do is come up with some estimate as to what the actual cost to rebuild is. But like I had mentioned earlier, you never know what the actual cost to rebuild is until you have a loss. The extended replacement cost is a percentage pad above your rated dwelling value in the event the cost of labor and materials and everything else is more expensive at the time of a loss. I mean, with what's happening with the hurricanes and stuff right now, I can guarantee you that the cost of lumber, concrete, I mean, a lot of concrete's going to China right now, all these building materials are going to be quantumly more expensive. So that extended replacement cost gives you the pad in there in the event that, you know, these costs are higher.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. It's a pad, a little wiggle room in case somehow you're underinsured. We're gonna insure you here. We think this is correct, but we'll put this little buffer in.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So now, does that extend to personal liability? Because I started the program with talking about somebody who was saying that the appreciation of real estate is so high, you better check your homeowner's insurance, and we distinguish that from what construction costs are versus the market value of your home. But with increase in assets and appreciation, should you be concerned about increasing your liability insurance?
As an insurance agent, I'm going to say absolutely. I mean, liability, there's no extended replacement cost on that. I mean, you basically get the amount of coverage that you select, $300,000, $500,000. There are umbrella policies that extend, you know, your personal liability and actually do expand coverage to cover a litigation situation, you know, for a serious auto accident or, you know, stray golf ball that kills a neurosurgeon. You know, I mean, that neurosurgeon's billing $1 million a year. I mean, that's $1 million a year that's not going to go to his family, you know, for the next 20 years of his career. So, I mean, you can see how, you know, the liability exposure can kind of spiral out of control. So, I mean, adequate liability coverage is extremely important. I mean, and something that you should review with your agent on a regular basis.
That's some big dollars when you think about people with that kind of income and how they're trying to protect themselves. What is the most common occurrence or situation where people hear this from their insurance carrier? Gee, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover that.
That's something we hate to say, but I mean, your policy basically sets out, you know, certain perils that are covered, and it has exclusions within the policy. When you're reading an insurance contract, one of the most important things to actually read through is what the exclusions are. I mean, it'll exclude things like, you know, flood and earthquake, because you can buy flood and earthquake coverage. Most of the policies exclude, you know, any mold coverage now.
Can't buy mold coverage.
No. I mean, we offer a certain amount of coverage on the basic homeowner policy for mold mitigation, which means, you know, after there is a water loss, getting in there, getting things dried up and cleaned up and sanitized as quick as possible to eliminate that potential for mold. But mold, you know, in itself is, you know, something that usually happens over an extended period of time.
Oh, right. That's the insurance one that I remember hearing in terms of water damage, intrusive mortar damage. It has to happen.
Sudden and accidental.
Sudden and accidental.
Right. That's the big catchphrase with insurance, because insurance is not really designed to be a maintenance type situation. It's just like I've had clients call up and go, you know, I just discovered we have termites and stuff. Is that covered under, you know, my homeowner policy? Or the, you know, we've got rats that have eaten through the wall and, you know, are in the pantry. Is that covered? No, those are, you know, things that are excluded. They're actually maintenance-type situations, situations that the homeowner actually has control over. You know, you get your tent, you know, your house tented every few years. You know, if you find rat droppings, I mean, you get the exterminator out. And these are things that aren't covered under a homeowner policy.
What about this sudden and accidental? Do you cover insurance for married people? For people who cheat on their wives, you know, that's kind of sudden, but it's not necessarily accidental, is it?
No, that's an intentional act, and it's not covered.
What about all these strange things you do read about, like Lloyd's of London that insure, you know, like Betty Grable's legs and all these kind of weird things? What's the? Do you get strange requests like that, or unusual requests,
yeah,
or things that you actually do cover?
We don't, because we follow, you know, basic insurance service offices forms, you know, and structuring our policies. Lloyd's is kind of different. They can basically, depending on how much you want to pay, insure anything. In fact, a number of years ago, they actually wrote landslide insurance, you know, for all the houses that fell off the hill down in Laguna and stuff like that years ago.
They wrote it after they fell out?
No, they had policies. I mean, they were offering coverage, but, you know, the purpose of insurance is you get a large group of people together that pay a small amount of premium to spread the risk. You know, people that live on hillsides are very, you know, small portion of the insurance population. You can't generate enough premium, you know, to cover that landslide type exposure.
Right, right. That reminds me of when we talk about like earthquake. One of the past guests on the program was an engineer, and his attitude was he's self-insured, and you talk about that percentage of the population. He just saves his money. He wasn't going to buy earthquake insurance. He was going to risk, you know, he looked at the deductible amount and this and that and the premium, and he was, as he titled it, self-insured. Do you know the percentage of people that have earthquake insurance, either in your company or throughout California?
I can only guess. I mean, within my own clientele, I would say probably 50 to 60% of my clients have earthquake. Industry-wide, I'm sure it's probably, you know, 30, 40%.
Well, but, you know, both those numbers to me are higher than I would have thought.
Well,
I'm astounded, actually. That's amazing.
After the Northridge earthquake, it was 100% for 2 years. People were just begging to get earthquake coverage. Wasn't available. A lot of companies shut down during that period of time because in California we're required to write earthquake insurance as an admitted carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want the earthquake exposure, you stop selling insurance, which, like I said, a lot of companies did.
What's a typical cost? Can you give us some kind of rough cost of what it might be in addition to someone's premium? Can you give us a bar, like if someone's paying $800 a year or $900 a year?
Well, the cost for per thousand is $2.15 per thousand on a house built prior to 1978. So, you know, you figure average house is what, $500,000. So, I mean, you're looking at $1,000 to $1,200 a year on average.
Now, when you say $500,000, that's what you're totaling up. What it's
what the rebuild cost?
The rebuild cost
structure is, yeah.
Right. So, if it costs $500,000 to rebuild, so your total would be how much for the premium? What did you just say? You're checking?
About $1,000 to $1,100.
Roughly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was writing down the numbers and not listening to you. I got the $2.15 per $1,000, so that's, you know, just about double what your...
Newer houses are less expensive because they are, you know, more current with earthquake construction standards.
Now, two-story homes, any different than a single-story home?
No, same.
That's interesting. Because one of the things the engineer, who's very pragmatic, was, you know, he had a single-story home, and he felt that if someone had a two-story home, particularly maybe had housing above a garage, which is one of the disclosures we have in our earthquake hazard disclosure, thanks to the California Association of Realtors, is a little more liability, a little more perhaps susceptible to damage and major damage. What is the deductible for that kind of coverage?
The deductible is either 10 or 15% of the amount of coverage on the dwelling.
So if the in the example of $500,000,
you'd have a $75,000 deductible.
Right. Right. So you got to hope you get some big time damage.
No, you hope you don't.
You pay $1,000. Well, you pay $1,000. So his idea was you pay $1,000 a year for 20 years, that's $20,000 plus your $75,000, that's $95,000 that you that's your self-insured.
Right.
You know, you're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dave McGrath from Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Mark Schneidman from Radio Real Estate. We'll come back, take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about someone who has no homeowners insurance and whether or not Dave requires your house to get a doctor's physical, like you were getting life insurance and medical insurance. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.